to see you here this morning.
大家早上好。
If you did not get the handout, maybe raise your hand and someone would be sure to give you that this morning. If you did not get one, please raise your hand.
如果你没有早上的单张，你可以举下手，大家可以拿给你。
Now I want to first of all begin with a few words speaking to the family. All right, just a few words I'm going to share from my heart speaking to the family.
我这里先要对有一些分享对我们的家庭来说。
Do you know what is the difference between a good hearer and a good listener?
你知道说一个好的耳朵和一个好的听者有什么不一样？
To be a good hearer and a good listener is different.
一个能听的人和一个能听见的人有什么不一样？
And so I would like us to consider, first of all, taking a hearing test. And I can't see.
听力的测试。
The TV screen, please. Taking a hearing test. I don't know if any of you have ever taken a hearing test before, but you put those earphones on, and you hear out of one ear, you point up, you hear out of the other ear, you point up, and you hear out of both ears, you point with both fingers.
对啊，你有没有做过这样的听力测试？就是你戴上耳机，右边听见声音你就举右手指，然后左边听见声音你就举左手指。如果两边都听到，你就两边一起举。
So as you think about this today, I want you to, first of all, we start at zero, not able to hear.
我们在起点是什么都听不见。
Not able to hear. Sometimes we get older and we're not able to hear. We maybe need to get a hearing aid to help us hear.
有时候我们年纪大了就听不见，需要有助听器。
There may be different reasons for that, but we can get help for that.
有不同的原因但是我们也可以有帮助的地方。
And then the next level, level one, is to hear, but...It goes in one ear and out the other.
另外一种就是好像听见了，但是左耳进，右耳出。
To hear but go in one ear and out the other is not listening.
一个耳朵进，一个耳朵出，那个不能算作听见。
If you today you go to a movie theater, they tell you before the movie starts, put away your cell phones.Put away the distractions and not to talk to one another, but to listen.
今天你到电影院去，他会叫你们把手机关掉，把一切会干扰的事情拿开。
I was talking with a couple weeks ago with our young adults about this, and there's a temptation that the phone is to always be looking at the phone. And the young people were saying that, well, we do it. We have to confess we do it.But we also see the adults and our parents do it too.
我们在跟年轻人说的时候，就是年轻人他们有这样的诱惑，就总是在用手机。但是他们说大人也是这样。
So I say, first of all, to the younger generation, be an example to the adults.
所以我就跟年轻人说，做你们父母的榜样。
And to the adults, I say, be an example to the younger generation.
对父母，我要说做你们孩子的榜样。
You're here to hear what God would have to speak to us.
你来这里，我们是要听神要向我们说的话。
So hearing can go in one ear and out the other, but we want to learn what is listening.
所以听只是左耳进右耳出那个不是真正的听见。
So to listen is to listen attentively. And we're going to look at the Chinese character for hear.That you listen with your ears. You're all ears. We use this expression. Have you ever heard it? All ears. Are you all ears today?
在下部我们是要看那个倾听我们也要来看看中文字那里面有一些表达就是好像你是全心的用全部的耳朵来听。
And then the third level we come up, we want to listen with and understand. So we listen with our ears and with our eyes so we can understand.
第三步就是要听懂用我们的耳朵听心里也能够明白。
And then the fourth level, we need to listen carefully. not only with our ears, our eyes, but one heart. We listen with our heart that we might hear.
再下一步就是留心听或者用心听。
And then the fifth level, we listen and obey.
那是听第五个是听话或者说遵从。
And so these four things about listening. Listening is not the same as hearing. And so I want you to take a look at this character with me.
我们听但是不一定就等于听见。
So this character, first of all, we listen with our ears.
所以我们看这个中文的繁体字，首先它有个耳朵。
Are you all ears?
你是不是耳朵都在？
And then we listen with our eyes, not just our ears, but also with our eyes. We are observing, we are listening, and we are listening attentively and seeking to listen to understand.
然后这里也有个眼睛，那所以我们看的时候是不是全神贯注，也注视着我们要听的。
And then we listen with our heart. We're listening carefully, with our heart, one heart, listening carefully.
然后我们也要用心听，这个心是要单一。
And then we listen as if we're listening to the king. We're respectfully listening that we might listen and obey what God would say to us.
我们最后也要听王。
So I want you to think about this idea of listening.As we look at the Chinese character here, there are four parts, and we listen attentively, and we listen and understand, we listen carefully, we listen and obey. We want to go to that level, the fifth level of our listening, and that's what Ting is, to listen.
这里要说到听的时候，有听的这些方面，有要注意听，要倾听，要听懂，要留神的听，要遵从。
But I want you to see also,Nature teaches us how to be good listeners. You see, God gave us two ears and one mouth.
自然也是这个创造也告诉我们说应该怎样的听。神造了我们是有两个耳朵，只有一张嘴。
So He wants us to listen twice as much as we would speak.
所以好像你要两倍的听过于你要说的。
Remember that He gave me two ears and one mouth that I might listen twice as much as I speak.
两个耳朵，一张嘴巴。所以我要多听少说。
But there's one other thing I want you to see very carefully here. If you put your two ears together, it's in the shape of a heart.
如果两个耳朵摆在一起，好像那个样子像一颗心。
And if we do that, I want you to see something here. The shape of a heart. You see, when the two ears are put side by side, it forms the shape of a heart. And interesting this is.
两个耳朵在一起好像就是一个新的形状。
You take the word for heart. And what's in the middle of heart? Your ear.
如果你看这个心里面是有个耳朵。
And so this is a lesson for us. Right in the middle of the word heart is ear. You see, the ear is the way to the heart.So if you want to someone's heart, you need to learn to listen to them.
所以耳朵乃是达到心的通道。所以如果你要进入人的心那要通过这个耳朵。
And if you want God's heart, you need to listen to Him.
如果你要明白神的心，那你就要听。
I share this with you out of love.That as a family, we might be better listeners.
我在爱中提醒大家，我们在一个家中，所以我们要做一个好的倾听者。
So put away your computers, put away your cell phones, and listen. God wants to speak to us today.
所以让我们把我们的手机拿开。
Let's bow in prayer together.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, I pray today that you would.Help us not to be hearers only.
主，我们祷告祈求，今天让我们不只是在那儿听。
Lord, I pray that you would help us to be listeners, to listen attentively, to listen to understand, to listen carefully, and to listen to obey.
求你帮助我们今天能够用心仔细的听， 也能够来遵从。
So that we might not only be hearers, but doers of the word.
我们不只是听，也能够去行。
We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Now, we are learning our theme for the year is to take root downward and to bear fruit upward.
我们今年的主题向下扎根，往上结果。
And we have been looking at sowing and reaping, the law of the harvest. You sow, you reap.
我们也这个系列是在讲种与收。
And we're going to look at the story of Jonah. In our youth, we've been reading and acting out the story of Jonah and looking at questions of Jonah. And I think there's a message in Jonah for all of us.
我们年轻人也在读这个约拿的故事，我们也表演，我们来学习，我们觉得说里面是有一些我们所有人都应该明白的。
In Jonah chapter 1 and verse 3, but Jonah ran away from the Lord.
约拿书一章三节，约拿起来逃往他是去躲避耶和华。
You see, Jonah had a hearing problem.
约拿的他的听力好像有问题。
He failed the hearing test.
他的听力测试就失败了。
And I want you to see why he failed the hearing test.
我们来看看为什么他失败了。
So first of all, who is Jonah? Who is this man Jonah?
首先约拿是谁？
Jonah was a real person.
他是一个真实的人。
He was a Jewish prophet from the Gath of Hipper in Zebulun, that's near Nazareth.
他是这个一个犹大先知，是加特西佛的，在西布伦。
So someone asked, did any prophet come from Nazareth? Yes, Jonah came from this area.
他离那个拿撒勒近，所以说有人挑战说拿撒勒能出什么先知吗？这个约拿是其中一位。
So he ministered to the northern kingdom of Israel during the reign of Jeroboam II.
他在这个耶罗波安二世的时候他在服事。
And Jesus also considered Jonah to be an historical person. He pointed to him as a type of his own death, burial, and resurrection.
耶稣也把他作为历史上的真实的人物，而且用约拿来作为自己受死、埋葬与复活的预表。
And so we see in Jonah chapter 1 and verse 1 these words, the word of the Lord came to Jonah.
约拿书一章一节我们看见耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿。
And so Jonah heard the word, but he didn't listen to the word. He failed the hearing test.
他好像听了，但是他又好像没听见，他的听力测试就失败了。
And so we see the next question, what is God's will?
然后我们来看神的旨意。
In the youth group, we've been studying the will of God, that God has a general will for all of us, and God also has a specific will for each of us.
神向着我们大家，他有一个一般的旨意，然后对于我们个人来说，他有他特别的旨意。
For example, we see in 1 Timothy 2:4, God wants all people to be saved,and to come to a knowledge of the truth. Every one of us, this is God's will that we be saved.
比如提摩太前书二章四节，神愿万人得救，明白真理。这里就是指着我们所有的人。
And 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is patient with you and with me, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
还有彼得后书三章九节，主宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
So the book of Jonah is about God's will and how we respond to it. What is God's will and how do you respond to it?
约拿书这里说到神的旨意，也说到我们如何的来回应。
And so we see the key idea here. What are the causes and the results of running from God's will?
我们来看逃避神的旨意，它的原因和后果是什么。
God wants us to know His will, but how do we respond to His will?
神要我们知道他的旨意，但是我们如何的来回应呢？
God called Abraham to be a blessing to all the peoples on the earth.
神呼召亚伯拉罕做万民的祝福。
We see this in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Go to the land I will show you, and I will bless you, and you will be a blessing.And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
创世纪十二章一到三节，往我所要指示你的地去，我必赐福给你，你也要叫别人得福。 地上的万族都要因你得福。
So God was going to bless Abraham, and through Abraham, He would make him a blessing to all the peoples of the earth.
神要祝福亚伯拉罕，也要使他成为万民的祝福。
And then we see how God called Jonah to a ministry to the Gentile city of Nineveh.
我们看见神也呼召约拿要向这个外邦的城尼尼微来传福音。
Jonah was a Jew. God called him to go to the Gentiles, the city of Nineveh, the capital city of Assyria.
所以我们看见约拿他是犹太人，但是神召他却是向这个外邦城市，是亚述的首都这个尼尼微去传福音。
And so, this nation of Assyria was a cruel nation, and the people were a wicked people in a wicked city that were hated by the Jews.
亚述他们是一个很残忍的国家非常的也很邪恶，所以以色列人都很仇视他们。
So here, God called him. Would he listen to God's calling? Would he listen to God's will?
那神召了约拿，但约拿有没有听见呢？他有没有回应呢？
So we see here then,What are the causes for running from God's will? Why do we run from God's will? When God tells us to do something, why do we run away?
如果神叫我们做什么，为什么我们会去逃避呢？
First of all, we see that what is God's will for Jonah and for us?
我们先来看神对约拿和对我们的旨意是什么。
Jonah had a commission. God called him, go to that great city of Nineveh.And preach against it because of its wickedness has come up before me.
神召约拿说：“你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶达到我面前。”
So the general will of God is very clear here. Jonah, obey God, go and preach.
所以神的旨意在这里很清楚。约拿如果顺服他就会去传。
Tell others about me. Tell others about God.
向人来见证神。
But then we also see the specific will. You're to go to that great city of Nineveh to the north and preach against its wickedness.
但是这个旨意特别的地方是去到那个城市尼尼微大城传讲他的邪恶。
Now think about our commission. What is our commission as Christians?
我们基督徒我们的大使命是什么？
Jesus has told all of us who believe and follow Him. Mark 16:15, that great commission, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation.
在马可福音16章15节那里告诉我们，你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。
So think about this. We also have a general will. We're to love God and love others.
我们也有这样的神给我们的普遍的旨意，就是爱神爱人。
And go and share the gospel, preach the gospel, tell others the good news.
传福音给别人。
Now we also have, because we live here in Kansas City, we have a specific will to go to the greater Kansas City area and preach the gospel.
因为我们住在堪城，所以神给我们的旨意也有他特别的旨意，就是我们要在堪城传他的福音。
We're called the greater Kansas City.Chinese Christian Church. We're to reach out to the greater Kansas City area.
所以我们教会的名字也是叫堪城华人教会，所以我们传福音的对象是在堪城。
Praise God, last weekend, I hope that most of you were there. We had four churches in the Kansas City area come together and had an evangelistic meeting reaching out to the Kansas City area. And that is what God has called us to do. That's why we do that.
上个周末我们堪城四个教会在联合在一起有这个传福音的聚会这是神的旨意要在堪城传神的福音。
So God's will was very clear to Jonah, and it's very clear to us.
神的旨意向着约拿是明确的向着我们也是明确的。
But what are the objections to God's will?
那为什么会有那个拦阻是在哪里？
First of all, we look at Jonah's objections. But Jonah...ran away from the Lord, and he headed to Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port, and after paying the fare, he went aboard, and he sailed to Tarshish to flee, to run from the Lord.
我们看见约拿是如何做的。一章三节，约拿却起来逃往他斯去躲避耶和华，下到约帕遇见一只船要往他斯去，他就给了船价上了船，要与船上的人同往他斯去躲避耶和华。
We might ask Jonah, what's wrong with your ears?
所以我们会问约拿说，耳朵出了问题吗？
Did you not hear what God said?
没听见神说的是什么吗？
Did you not listen?
你没有听吗？
And so we see some reasons here for the objections. First of all, he questioned God's will.
为什么约拿会这么做？他对神的旨意有怀疑。
We can imagine some thoughts that he may have had like this. Does God want for me, a Jew, to go to our enemies, the Assyrians?
他会怀疑说，神为什么叫我一个犹太人去向我们的仇敌向亚述人去传。
He might have asked this, does God want me, a country boy? I grew up in Nazareth, the countryside. Does he want me to go to that large city?
也许他会想说，我是小地方出来的，怎么会要到这个尼尼微那样大一座城去？是不是合适我？
Does God want me to offer salvation to a wicked people who have rejected God?
神真的是要我把这个福音带给那些邪恶的，那些拒绝神的人吗？
And there are all kinds of questions we might ask, but it's a problem with our ears.
我们有心中有很多的疑问，所以我们的听力就会出现问题。
So we see then, it's not only a problem with the ears, but you remember, put the two ears together, the ear comes, it points to the heart. It's a heart problem.
所以问题不是只在耳朵，我们把两个耳朵摆在一起，看见那个心。所以真的是我们心里的问题。
He rejected God's will.
他拒绝了神的旨意。
Instead of going up to Nineveh, which is to the east and north, I will go down to Joppa. He took a downward direction. Instead of going upward, he went downward.
他不是向上往东北方向去，他是往下走。
And we need to remind ourselves of this.To follow God's will is an upward path. To go away from God's will is a downward path.
顺服神的旨意乃是向上，拒绝神的旨意就是向下。
Instead of going to east to Nineveh, he said, I will go west to Tarshish, the opposite direction.
不是向东去尼尼微，他反而向西去他斯。
Jonah, what's wrong with your GPS?
好像如果 Jonah 有这个导航仪的话，好像他是出了什么问题。
You know, we talk about GPS.
这个一个导航仪。
Global positioning, system.
全球定位系统。
But you know what? As Christians, we have another GPS. It's God's positioning system. God's will.
我们基督徒好像也有一个导航仪，那就是神如何来定位我们。
So instead of following the Lord, Jonah said in his heart, I will run away from the Lord. I will flee from the Lord.
约拿没有顺服神，他的心中说，我要去躲避耶和华。
Now I want you to look at this, what he did here. So here's his home. He was just to go to Nineveh, short distance to the north and east, to Nineveh. But he went the opposite direction, down to Joppa, the port,To get on a boat to go clear over here to the southern part of Spain, Tarshish.
我们看见约拿他的地方离尼尼微并不远，但是他跑到了约帕，要走那么远的路，一直到他斯去。
I hear some people say, "Well, doing God's will is too difficult. It's too hard."
很多时候我们觉得顺服神的旨意是太难了。
Now, Jonah, you only have to go this short distance right here.And you want to go clear over here?
但是我们看他往上去的路只有那么短短的一段，但是到他斯去要那么远。
Let me tell you, the road away from God is much harder.
其实在真实的里面要逃离神的那条路会非常的长。
And so from Jonah, we can also learn for ourselves. We often have objections.
我们也可以从约拿学功课，很多时候我们也有拦阻。
We question God's will.
我们对神的旨意有疑问。
Or we hear the voice of Satan. Did God really say?
有时候我们听见好像撒旦在那里说，神岂是真的这么说吗？
Is this really God's will?
这真是神的旨意吗？
Or we do like Jonah, we reject God's will.
我们会不会像约拿一样，就是我们就逃避拒绝神的旨意？
And we see then that they think about you will be like God. You can make your own choices rather than listen to God's will.
像蛇的诱惑说，你们就变如神，好像说我们会像站在神的地位上来做选择。
So, you, how are your ears today? How are my ears today? Are you running from God's will?
今天你的耳朵如何？我的耳朵如何？我们是不是在逃避神的旨意？
Not only running from God's will, but to go in the opposite direction, that is rebellion. And rebellion is doing the opposite of what God says.
不仅仅是逃避啊，其实是背向而行。
How are your ears today? How are my ears today?
今天你我的耳朵是如何？
Do I hear and listen?
我有没有听见？
Do I listen attentively? Do I listen carefully?
我有没有用心在听？
Do I use my heart and listen to understand and to obey?
我有没有来用心的明白啊，来遵从？
And then number two, I want you to see carefully the results of running from God's will.
接下来我们看那个逃避带来的后果。
God disciplines and rebukes us.
神会管教也会责备我们。
I want you to read this together with me so everybody hears these words. I want you to listen, not just hear. Hebrews chapter 12 verses 5 to 7. You can read it in English or read it in Chinese. It's up here. I want you to read this together.
我们中文英文一起来。读这一段话。
My son, do not, the God's words discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves. He chastens everyone he accepts as his son. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children, for what children are not disciplined by their father? Very important.We receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, we become sons of God. We become children of God.
这非常重要，我们接受耶稣基督拯救我们，我们就成为神的儿女。
And when we choose not to listen to God and not to obey Him, we choose to do, not to do God's will, then God, He disciplines us. He chastens us. He also rebukes us because He loves us.
当我们选择说不听或者不遵从神旨意的时候，神会管教责备我们。
Now I want you to notice here what God used to speak to discipline and rebuke Jonah.
神用什么来向约拿说话，来管教，来责备他呢？
First of all, Jonah, get up and pray.
约拿他起来祷告。
All the sailors, as he got in the boat,And he got out into the sea, the Mediterranean Sea, a storm that God prepared a storm for them.
一章五六节那里说，水手惧怕，他们个人哀求自己的神。
And so all the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to their own God. They prayed, they needed help, and they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone down below the deck where he laid down and fell into a deep sleep.Get up and call on your God. The captain went to him and said, How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us so that we will not perish.
他们将船上的货物抛在海中，为要使船轻些。约拿已下到底舱，躺卧沉睡。船主到他那里对他说，你这沉睡的人啊，为何这样呢？起来，求告你的神，或者神顾念我们，使我们不至灭亡。
Now, at this time, Jonah wasn't listening to God. Remember, he had an ear problem.
在这个时刻，约拿他没有听神。
So God sent the captain of the ship to Jonah.
所以神好像就对这个船长来说话。
What's wrong with you? Wake up! Get awake! This is not a time to sleep. Pray!
你这沉睡的人为何这样呢？起来祷告。
Wow, what a rebuke came from the captain of the ship.Wake up and pray.
所以看到这个责备居然是来自这个船长。 起来祷告。
What's the first thing you and I do when we have difficulties and problems? Is it to pray first or to pray last?
当我们有难处的时候，我们是最先祷告还是最后才想起来祷告？
Get up and pray.
起来祷告。
And then number two, accept your responsibility.
第二个就是接受你的责任。
So then we see they asked him, Jonah, tell us, who is responsible for making all this trouble for us? What kind of work do you do, Jonah? Where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you?
所以众人对他说，请你告诉我们，这灾临到我们是因谁的缘故？你何事为业？你从哪里来？你是往哪一国属哪一族的人？
So he answered, Jonah answered all these questions. He said, I am a Hebrew. I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. And when they heard this, they were terrified. It terrified them. And they asked, what have you done? They knew he was running away from the Lord because he had told them so.
他说，我是希伯来人，我敬畏耶和华，那创造沧海旱地之天上的神。他们就大大惧怕，对他说，你做的是什么事呢？他们已经知道他躲避耶和华，因为他告诉了他们。
Remember one of the first questions that God asked of Adam and Eve after they fell into sin? He asked, where are you? What have you done?
我们记得说，当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，神问他们的问题是，你在哪里？你做了什么？
Now, remember, Jonah has a hearing problem. He's not listening to God. So God sent these sailors to tell him, these rough sailors, what have you done?
约拿好像有听力的问题，所以神就差遣这个水手去问他，你做了什么？
You know, that happens sometimes when we're running away from God. We're not hearing God. We're not listening to God. God will use those around us. What are you doing? I thought you were a Christian. Aren't you a follower of Jesus? What are you doing?
所以有的时候我们没有遵从神旨意的时候，神会用周围的人来向我们说话，你在做什么？你是基督徒吗？
And so then thirdly, we need to acknowledge your limits. Excuse me, limits.
要接受你的限制。
Here we read, the sea was getting rougher and rougher. So they asked him, what should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us? And Jonah said, pick me up and throw me into the sea, he replied, and it will become calm.
他们问他说，我们当向你怎样行使海浪平静呢？这话是因为海浪越发翻腾。他对他们说，你们将我抬起来抛在海中，海就平静了。
I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you. He finally acknowledged it was his responsibility, but he wasn't willing to do anything about it. He still has a listening problem.
我知道你们遭这大风是因我的缘故。
And then tells us here,
所以他就知道真正的原因，但是他最后就终于承认了。
Instead, the men did their best to row back to land, but they could not, for the sea grew even wilder than before.
然而那些人竭力划桨，要把船拢岸，却是不能。
And they weren't willing at first to throw him over in the sea. They dug in.It tells us here, they dug in with their rows and they tried to force by their own effort to get to the shore.
他们开始不愿意把约拿丢出去，所以他们就拼命的划桨。
But you know, we have limits. You cannot run away from God. You cannot hide from God. We have limits.
我们知道说我们自己的限制，我们无法躲避神。
And so we need to turn to God.
我们要转向神。
And so they cried out to the Lord, these sailors, please, Lord, do not let us die for taking this man's life.
所以水手就祷告耶和华说，耶和华，我们恳求你，不要因这人的性命使我们死亡。
Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man, for you, Lord, have done as you pleased.
不要使流无辜血的罪归于我们，因为你耶和华是听随自己旨意行事。
And at this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord, and they made vows, they made promises to God.
那些人便大大敬畏耶和华，向耶和华献祭，并且许愿。
These sailors had better ears than Jonah.
啊，那些水手好像耳朵比约拿更好。
Jonah still, I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to listen. But the sailors had cut their ears.
约拿好像是人就像捂住耳朵一样，不要听，不要听。但是那些水手好像听见了。
Be reminded of this. God pursues us.
神会来追寻我们。
Psalm 139. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there, God. If I make my bed in the depths, like Jonah, you are there.
诗篇139篇说，我往哪里去躲避你的灵，我往哪里逃躲避你的面。我若升到天上，你在那里，我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里。
If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea in Tarshish, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast.
我若展开清晨的翅膀飞到海极居住，就是在那里你的手臂引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。我若说黑暗必拯救我，我周围的亮光必变为黑夜。
If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light becomes a night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you.
我若说黑暗必定遮蔽我，我周围的亮光必成为黑夜。黑暗也不能遮蔽我，使你不见。黑夜却如白昼发亮，黑暗和光明在你看都是一样。
Very important lesson here. We cannot run from God. We cannot hide from God.
我们这里学到重要的功课是我们无法躲避神。
And God pursues us.
神会来追寻我们。
I want you to see how God pursued Jonah here. First of all, he sent a great wind.
我们来看神怎样的来寻找约拿。他遣来大风。
The Lord sent a great wind on the sea. Such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up.
耶和华使海中起大风，海就狂风大作，甚至船几乎破坏。
Now in the book of Jonah, there are 10 miracles that took place.
约拿书里有十个神迹。
And here in chapter 1, we see five of those miracles.
在第一章里我们看见五个神迹。
And the first one is this great wind, this great storm.
第一个就是这个大风，这个大风暴。
God was trying to get the attention of Jonah. And if not Jonah, then the sailors.
所以神就要约拿来注意。如果约拿不能注意，那就叫水手来注意。
And then secondly, we see another miracle. The unknown is made known.
让那些未被知晓的广为人知。
Jonah thought, I can just, nobody knows me, I can just go down the bottom of the ship, I can get on the bed and just hide.
约拿想我躲在船上里没人知道我是谁。
But you know what? The sailors said to each other, come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity. And so they cast lots, and guess what? The lot fell on Jonah.
船上的人彼此说来吧我们之前看这个灾临到我们是因谁的缘故。于是他们之前抽出约拿来。
So they cast lots. It's done often in the Bible to indicate who's responsible, like it was Achan here for Jonah. They cast lots and it fell on Jonah's name. And Jonah discovered that he is the one. He is the one responsible.
所以他们就之前就像在旧约里面他们找到那个亚干。一样，他们找到了约拿。
You cannot hide from God. God will reveal the secrets. God will reveal those things.
我们无法逃避神，隐藏的事必显露出来。
And then number three, the miracle of the calm sea.
第三个神迹就是那个平静的海面。
And then they took Jonah and they threw him overboard, and he fell in the water, and the raging sea tells us grew calm.
他们虽将约拿抬起抛在海中 海的狂浪就平息了。
Very quickly, the sea was just as calm as could be.
所以这个风浪就大大的平静了。
And the sailors were so amazed at that, they turned to God.
所以那水手就太吃惊了那他们就来转向神。
And then the fourth miracle, a great fish was sent by God.
第四个神迹就是那个大鱼。
Now the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah.
耶和华安排一条大鱼吞了约拿。
Now we're not told this is a shark. We're not told this is a whale. It's just God prepared this huge fish.
圣经上没有说这是鲨鱼，或者也没有说这是鲸鱼。圣经上只是说这是一个大鱼。
This is the first living submarine.
也许是一个就像一个活着的潜艇一样。
And then the next miracle we see here, dead but alive.
第五个，他是仿佛死了，却是活着。
Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. He should have been dead, but he's still alive.
他在鱼腹中三天三夜，好像是死的，但却又活着。
And this is what Jesus referred to as his 3 days in the grave and him coming back to life.
我们知道说耶稣用这个来预表他要受死三天复活。
Let us ask this question. Are you rejecting God's rebuke and pursuit? God has shown you His will. God is pursuing after you. He is even rebuking you, but you still have an ear problem.
我们来问自己说，我们有没有拒绝神的旨意？神来寻找我们的时候，我们有没有去逃避？
Remember, God rebukes and disciplines His own children out of love.
我们要记得说，凡所爱的，神必管教和责备。
Romans 12 verse 2 tells us, Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed, be changed by the renewing of your mind, that you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
罗马书十二章说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变换，叫你们查验何为神的纯全、善良、可喜悦的旨意。
We're not to seek the things of this world. We're not to be conformed to this world, but our minds are to be changed. We're to seek God's will.
我们不要磨成这个世界的模样，我们乃是要寻求神的旨意。
And you know what? As we do God's will, we find out it's good, it's pleasing, it's perfect will.
当我们查验的时候，我们就会发现神的旨意是善良、纯全、可喜悦的。
Here we see Jonah. He had a hearing problem. He was a prodigal prophet.
约拿好像他的听力出了问题，所以他好像浪子一样的离开。
Jonah ran from God, yet in God's mercy, he rebukes and he pursues after Jonah.
当约拿离开的时候，神在他的慈爱里责备他。也来寻找他。
God's will was still for Jonah to go to Nineveh.
神的旨意仍旧是让约拿去尼尼微。
Finally, I want you to think about what Jonah lost.
我们看约拿有什么样的损失。
Consider all that Jonah lost here.
看约拿失去了点什么。
First of all, he lost the voice of God.
他失去了神的声音。
Because his ear problem, he was no longer listening to the voice of God.
因为他的耳朵有问题，所以他就听不见神的声音。
God still used the captain and the sailors to try to speak to him.
但神仍然用船长和水手来说话。
But Jonah had a hearing problem.
但约拿自己的听力就有了问题。
But notice secondly, he lost his spiritual energy.
他失去了他属灵的能力。
When running from God, he had no energy to try to serve God. If you're running from God's will, you have no spiritual energy to try to serve God.
他就没有属灵的能力来服侍神。
And then thirdly, we see that he lost his power in prayer. He was no longer praying.
他也失去了祷告的能力，他也不再祷告。
And so, no prayer, no strength, no power.
没有祷告就没有能力。
And then fourthly, I want you to see Jonah lost his testimony.
最后就是约拿他也失去了他的见证。
You see, Jonah, his name means dove. Jonah means dove.
约拿他这个名字的意思含义是鸽子。
And dove shows us peace, and he should have been a man at peace with God and peace with others, but he did not have peace with God running away from God.
鸽子的见证就是和平，与神和平，与人和平，但是在约拿身上就看不见了。
And we're told his father's name was Amittai. And Amittai means faithful, something that he was not.
他父亲的名字叫亚米泰，那个名字就是忠实的意思。
So Jonah Amittai, the son of Amittai, and he did not have any peace running from God, and he was not faithful to God.
所以他就向着神不忠诚，虽然他的父亲的名字叫以米泰。
So last of all, I want you to think about this with me. It's said that you can go 40 days without food.
我们来思想说，人大概40天不吃还可以活。
It's said that you can go 3 days without water.
但是如果没有水的话只能活3天。
8 minutes without air.
如果不呼吸的话可以活8分钟。
But you can't go a single second without God.
那如果没有神一秒钟也不能活。
Let's bow in prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Everybody's head bowed and eyes are closed, please.
我们一起低头祷告。
I don't know if you have a hearing problem or not.
我不知道你的听力有没有问题。
God has spoken to your heart. God has revealed His will to you.And if you're like Jonah running away from it, then you have a hearing problem. You're not listening.
神来启示他的旨意。神像约拿一样，如果我们听不见，那我们就有了问题。
We've seen what happened to Jonah.
我们看见约拿身上所发生的事。
He cannot run from God.
他无法逃避神。
God pursued after him.
神来追寻他。
Maybe some of you here today have been trying to run from God.
也许我们中间也有人是在逃避神。
You don't want to hear God's word.
不愿意听见神的话。
You don't want to do God's will.
不愿意顺服神的旨意。
But God loves you and He is pursuing after you.
但神爱你，他要来寻找你。
Will you not turn to Him?
你愿意来转向他吗？
Dear God in heaven, we pray that today you would give us ears to hear.
天父，我们祷告，今天你给我们的是能听的耳朵。
Give us ears that will listen attentively and carefully with our hearts.
给我们一个能够用心听的耳朵。
Give us ears that will obey you and understand your will.
给我们一个愿意明白。也去遵行的耳朵。
O Lord, we pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。376.